is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were almost 45,000 cases of coronavirus reported yesterday, the second highest total since the pandemic began. The country's top infectious disease doctor warns it could hit 100,000 a day. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Congress,
"The numbers speak for themselves. Although we do have a number of parts of the country that are doing well, I'm very concerned about what's going on right now."
States in the Northeast are imposing new rules. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker,
"All travelers arriving to Massachusetts, including Massachusetts residents returning home, are instructed to self-quarantine for 14 days, unless they're travelers from Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, New York, and New Jersey."
At least 18 states have now rolled back reopenings, including California. CBS's Carter Evans.
Sheila Grohl's 15-year-old daughter got sick after trips to the mall and then infected her.
"I'm like so short of breath. I'm scared to go to the hospital, to be honest with you."
"What are you scared of?"
"Being put on a vent."
She lives in Arizona, one of the first states to reopen. Now the governor is delaying reopening schools.
Cases in California are up 42% over the past 2 weeks. The Senate has approved another 5 weeks of paycheck protection. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
"The last thing anybody wants in either party is to see an economic collapse."
The bill is expected to be approved in the House and sent on to the president. New York City lawmakers have voted to cut $1 billion from the police department. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
"We're going to make sure there are major reductions in overtime expenditures. Use that money for other important needs."
The fired Atlanta police officer who shot and killed Rayshard Brooks while he was running away has been released on $500,000 bond. His lawyer argued in court,
"If he's not entitled to a bond, I don't know who is."
Rawl faces 11 charges, including felony murder. A major upset in Colorado's Republican primary. Newcomer Lauren Boebert, a gun rights activist, beat the president's pick, five-term Congressman Scott Tipton.
"The far left is going to have their hands full with me. I like that."
The 4th of July weekend's almost here, and we're ready to roll.
These are boom times for the RV industry, with Americans renting campers and motorhomes more than ever before. One company says rentals are up 1,600%, RV Share telling USA Today. The travelers like being able to have more control while avoiding planes and hotels. Another beneficiary, national parks like Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, and Zion. Peter King, CBS News.
S&P futures down 10. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies Advisors are here to help businesses work remotely with unparalleled collaboration solutions like Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I started Balance of Nature, I think, the beginning of this year, and I just had my six-month follow-up on my blood work. Oh, my gosh. When the doctor's office called me, they were so impressed with the changes in my levels. It's hard to get a doctor excited, but when my doctor saw the blood work, she was excited. So I got a credit in the fruits and veggies, you know, Balance of Nature. And considering what I've seen in the blood work, it's well worth the cost.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code FRUITS.
A judge in New York has temporarily blocked a new book by President Trump's niece. Correspondent Bill Rakoff.
Too Much and Never Enough is scheduled to be released on July 28th. The president's brother, Robert, is seeking a permanent injunction barring publication, arguing that Mary Trump signed a confidentiality agreement as part of the settlement of her father Fred's estate. Another hearing is scheduled for July 10th. The book's publisher is Simon & Schuster, a division of Viacom CBS.
Subtitle of that book, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. A sign of new life for Broadway. Dustin Hoffman is planning to make his first appearance on The Great White Way since 1989. Deadline says he'll play the stage manager in Thornton Wilder's Our Town next year. It'll be a follow-up to his Tony-nominated performance in Merchant of Venice 31 years ago. Broadway could use the star power. Curtains have been down since pandemic restrictions were imposed in mid-March. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.